knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Please company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hi, Terry. Mm. Oh, boy, I'm glad to be home. God, what a lousy day I had.
That's nice.
Terry!
What? Oh, Jack, I'm sorry. This book is just so good, I can't put it down.
Was it? Hold Fast My Heart?
It's all about this Jesuit priest, Father Lance, who gives up true love to work among the down and out.
The human refuse cast upon the shores of society. Ooh, I can't wait to see the movie.
Hi, Janet. Did you have a nice day?
Oh, great. Just terrific. If I felt any better, I'd go throw myself under a truck.
What happened?
David.
David? The dreamboat you met at the flower shop?
Yeah.
The guy who let you drive his Ferrari? The one you flipped over?
That's the bum.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened, Terry. He waltzes into the flower shop today, and he says to me, Janet, I'm having a very formal party on Saturday at my weekend home, and I'm hoping you can come.
So what's the problem?
He told me to bring a date.
Oh.
Well, like, Terry, what do you think I should do about this? I mean, I really like this guy.
Show up with a date.
What?
You know, make him jealous.
Jealous? Oh, that is so childish. It's so immature, naive. I like that.
Now, be sure and invite someone who's really sexy and gorgeous.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, do you know anybody like that?
Well, hi, Janet.
No. Wait a minute. What about Cheetah here?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Now, maybe he'll do.
Do what?
I mean, he's not bad looking.
Not bad looking? What are you talking about?
Hmm. Nice smile.
Good team. You know, once we got him into a tux.
Yeah, and if he stood up straight.
Wait a minute.
Then he wouldn't be half bad.
Yeah.
Would somebody mind telling me what's going on here?
Well, it's easy, Jack. See, I've been invited to this really formal party on Saturday night, and I want you to be my date.
Oh, Janet, after all these years, you finally come around.
Oh. Easy, Jack. I just need you as a decoy for David.
Who's David?
A guy Janet likes. Now, she's only inviting you along to make him jealous.
Oh, I feel so used.
Nice try, Janet.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Jack, please.
Forget it.
No, come here. Listen, this is very important to me. Hey, I'd help you out if you needed me for anything.
You would?
Of course I would.
Okay, let me tell you what I need you for.
Okay. Please do this for me, Jack. Please. Oh, please.
Okay, I will. I'd be happy
thank
to
you,
go.
Thank
I'll
you,
go.
Thank you. Jack, it's really going to be quite a wonderful party.
Yeah.
Oh, we're even getting taken there in a private plane.
A private plane? You mean we're going to fly there?
Yeah, in a single-engine plane.
A single-engine plane?
Uh-huh. See, David's weekend home is just off the coast on a little island, so all the guests have to be flown over.
Flown over?
Uh-huh.
I really am going to have to find something wonderful to wear.
Don't worry, we'll figure it out.
Terry, will you go shopping with me?
Of course I'll go shopping with you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jack, isn't this exciting?
I can hardly wait. Hi, Jack.
Larry, come on in.
Larry, listen to me. How would you like to take Janet to a great formal party this Saturday?
Oh, gee, buddy, I'm sorry, but I have other plans.
Well, you know, I'd love to do it, but I can't because I don't have a tuxedo.
Well, you can rent one.
If you don't have anything helpful to say, why don't you just shut your mouth?
Testy, testy.
Larry, I got a real problem. See, the party's on this island, and they're flying us over there in this little plane with only one engine.
Oh, wow. How exciting. Although those things fly so low, you feel you can reach down and touch the water.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Hey,
you're not afraid to fly, are you?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
You mean you've never flown before?
Never.
Oh, well, that explains it. Look, Jack, this fear, it's all in your head. And we're going to do something about it right now. Come on, sit down.
Why?
Because sitting in a plane is just like sitting in your living room. There. Doesn't scare you, does it?
Of course not.
Good. Now we'll start the engine. Pachuca, 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 pachuca. That doesn't scare you, does it?
No, it's just a little noise.
Yeah, that a boy. Now we'll taxi down the runway. It's a little bumpy, but that doesn't scare you, does it?
No, it's just like riding in one of your used cars.
Okay, now faster and faster and then smooth. Isn't that great?
Yeah. When do we take off?
You just did.
You're flying.
No! Jack, you just bailed out at 4,000 feet. Come on, sit down.
You're not getting me up in that thing again.
Calm down, big guy. Easy.
I get the feeling you're not entirely cured. Larry, I don't know what I'm going to do. Janet's depending on me to take her to this party.
Oh, wow. Okay, I have something for you.
What?
Tranquilizers.
Tranquilizers?
Yeah, they'll calm you down.
Where'd you get those?
From my doctor. I mean, who needs tranquilizers more than a used car salesman?
Your customers. I'll bring them right down.
Thanks, Larry.
Hi, Larry. Bye, Larry. Where's he going?
He's gonna get me a tranquilizer. I'm a little nervous about this flight, but don't tell Janet, okay?
Hold it, Jack. Have you ever taken a tranquilizer before?
No.
Well, then don't. You don't know what kind of an effect it could have on you. And never take any medication unless a doctor prescribes it for you.
Well, no, it's okay, because Larry...
Jack, promise me you won't take one.
Terry, I'm just...
Jack, promise.
I was just...
Jack, promise.
All right, I promise I won't take one.
Oh, that's a good boy.
Yo. I'll take two.
I was just telling your sister Nancy here. This is a lovely party. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Oh, there. Excuse me. Oh,
yes, excuse us.
Good evening.
It certainly is. Get a load of this dump.
Hey. You sure are mellow tonight.
Yeah. Must have been that tranquilizer.
Tranquilizer? Jack, did you take a tranquilizer?
Yeah, wasn't that plane ride fun? Thank you very much.
Oh, no. No, none for him. Thank you.
Made to order.
Listen, tranquilizers and liquor do not mix, okay?
Okay. You look much taller than you do at home. Hey, Jan, look at this crowd. You can almost smell the money.
Jack.
Maybe I could invite some of them to Angelino's.
Oh, no. Don't tell anybody you're a chef, okay?
Okay. Mum's the word.
Well, it's not that there's anything wrong with what you do, Jack. It's just that, well, Well, everybody here looks so important, and we want to make a good impression, so... Well, you understand, don't you?
Of course, Pumpkin.
Oh, thanks.
You're ashamed of me. Janet!
Oh, hello.
I'm so glad you could make it.
Thank you. Oh, this is... Jack wanted us to go down to Acapulco for the weekend, but I persuaded him to come here instead. This is Jack Tripper. The Jack Tripper.
Oh, how do you do? I'm David Winthrop.
David.
This is Nancy. Nancy is very beautiful. How do you do?
You were supposed to be with me, remember? Now listen, I don't want you to make David mad, just a little bit jealous. Now you think you can do that?
I can do that.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh, Janet, 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 you really are something. Isn't she something?
Excuse us.
Sometimes he just can't help himself.
Looks like he just did.
Looks like...
So I'd like you to meet some people.
Oh, of course, David. Jack?
Right with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Janet? Jack? Meet Mark and Robert. Mark and Robert.
Hello. Hi.
Mark's in banking and Robert's an investment counselor.
Oh, nice.
Didn't we just...
Excuse me. More guests.
Of course.
No, actually, we were just discussing tennis. Do you play?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't play tennis. No, I don't get much chance to play, not in the line of work I do.
Right, Janet?
Yes, right, Jack, right.
Oh, what is your line of work?
Work? Oh, nothing special. I'm a Jesuit priest.
Of course. Well, I think I need a drink.
Me too.
Nice to meet you, but...
What? Is this your first time on the love boat? What?
I'm going to kill you.
Why? I didn't say I was a chef.
Well, you didn't have to say that you were a priest.
Well, are you two having fun?
Fun? Oh. Why, of course. Why, we always have fun when we're together.
And we'll have fun, fun, fun tonight.
Hey, you don't have a drink.
No, I can't.
Teetotaler?
No. Brain surgeon. Surgery tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., and I want to keep these hands steady, you know.
Steady.
David, would you show me the rest of your house?
Well, I'd love to.
Well, thank you.
You know, David, I do most of my work among the down and out.
Oh, my. This is really pretty. And, Nancy is certainly pretty.
Well, I may be prejudiced, but I think she's beautiful.
I should be getting back to Jack.
Oh, why? You just left him.
Yes, but he, well, he's just insanely jealous whenever I'm out of his sight. Hi. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Well, I'm doing much better now that you're here, I'll tell you.
Did you miss me, honey?
When?
Cute when he's so cute.
Excuse me.
See you later.
Jack, up.
Oh, thank you, Jen. I'm
sorry. Hello.
Hi again.
Oh, you must be so proud of your man. So young to be a congressman.
Now listen, congressman. You do one more thing tonight to embarrass me, and I will never speak to you again.
Does that mean you won't vote for me?
Oh. No. Just please try to behave.
Janet.
Jack, be quiet.
Hey, what's the matter, Father?
Oh, I'm just a little groggy, my son. Nothing to worry about.
Well, here, try some of this, then.
Oh, no alcohol.
No, no way. This is my own special pick-me-up. I call it the rocket.
The rocket?
Yeah, one sip of this and you blast off.
I don't think I should.
Oh, come on. You want to wake up, don't you? Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Okay, maybe just a sip.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Did nothing for me. Rocket. Huh? Well, not now. Maybe some for later, if you don't know. We're on the house.
On the house.
Oh, we're on the floor.
Jack.
Janet.
Jack.
My love.
Jack, have you seen the patio?
Why, is there one missing?
Ha ha ha!
Janet?
Oh.
Would you care to dance?
Do you think Nancy would mind?
Why would my sister mind?
Your sister? Nancy's your sister?
Didn't I tell you she was my sister when I introduced you?
No.
Oh, that's right. Your boyfriend wouldn't give me a chance.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, thanks. After what I've done at this party, I'm so ashamed.
Oh, don't be silly. You're like a breath of fresh air. My brother's parties are always so full of phonies.
Your brother? David, your brother?
Yeah, I thought you knew.
Me? No, I... Well, listen, never mind. Let's talk about you.
Well, I'm just a home ec teacher.
You're kidding. I'm a chef.
No.
Yeah, we have a lot in common. You know, we ought to get to know one another.
I'd like that.
You're Dr. Tripper. You had surgery in the morning.
Doctor?
Man's a brain surgeon. Well, I must be getting back to Janet.
Doctor?
That's easy to explain, you see.
Congressman, I want to talk to you.
That's not so easy.
See, you just told me you were a chef.
I am.
Oh, I think you'd just say anything to get what you want.
No, Nancy, come on. No, I promise, I really am a chef.
How do you fit that in with all your congressional work?
Hey, Nancy, hi.
Hi.
Who have you been talking to, Jack?
Oh, you mean Jack of all trades.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, he just told me that he's a chef.
Well, that's because he is a chef.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
Hey, wait, where are you going?
Oh, back to the chef. We're gonna cook. Jack.
Oh, Nancy, hi.
Oh, Janet just told me that you really are a chef. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't we just forget the whole thing?
Let's do that.
Again?
Oh, good. You know what?
What?
I got an idea. Why don't we take a nice long walk along the beach and just look at the stars, just the two of us.
Okay.
Sit on the sand and listen to the wave.
Jack? Jack?
Janet,
oh, I must have fallen asleep. Tell me, how was the party?
It was wonderful. David's date turned out to be his sister.
His sister?
Yes.
It's terrific!
I know.
Where's Jack?
Jack.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, Carrie, please come with
what?
Me. Oh, I can't believe this. I forgot. Come on. Jack! Jack! Come on, Jack. Jack, walk. Please, walk. Jack, come on.
Whoa, what? What time is it?
It's 4:30.
Oh, my God!
Jack, where are you going?
I've got brain surgery at 5.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.